This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Choppy, as Chris Arnold says, everybody loves lists, and we have one for the all-time college football quarterbacks. This is crazy.
It is an insane list. ESPN put this together. The best 60 quarterbacks of the 2000s, so since the turn of the century. And as you heard there, the iconic call by the completely overrated Keith Jackson, who single-handedly won. He's on the list. He won Charles Woodson the Heisman. He was the one that started that whole thing.
Oh, my God. 97.
Him and Fowler. Those two are on the list. Now, in all seriousness, Keith's amazing. That was one blip on the radar for Keith Jackson. But that was an iconic call. Iconic call at the Rose Bowl. So when you're looking at the top quarterbacks since the turn of the century, the first thoughts on your mind, oh, you think Vince Young. Vince Young has to be among the leaders. You have to think Cam Newton. You have to think Tim Tebow. You've got to think even Sam Bradford, Matt Leinart, Carson Palmer. A ton of guys that you have to think of. Lamar Jackson. And all those guys are pretty much near the top. But when I was scrolling through this list of the top 60 quarterbacks since the 2000s.
By the way, Troy, did you look at this list?
No, I have not.
Okay. Right. Before you unveil it, Choppy, make Troy guess one, and I want to see if he can get it.
All right, Troy, guess number one.
It's Tim Tebow.
I would have guessed Tim Tebow.
Incorrect.
It is not Tim Tebow.
Nope.
Okay. I mean, as an Aggie, it hurt to play that clip, but that was a moment. So give me Vince Young.
Vince Young would be, I think, a great guess. It is not Vince Young. Care to take another stab at this thing?
Give me my quarterback, Johnny Manziel. It's not Johnny Manziel, but just Johnny. Am I missing somebody? Johnny Manziel.
It's not Johnny Manziel. Johnny is in the top 60, but he is number 13.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton's number two.
Recent guy, Big 12.
No. Baker?
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Now, two things stood out to me on this list. One is that ESPN has no idea how to do lists at the best of anything. Two is that if there was ever proof that you have like a 10 to 20% chance of hitting on your franchise quarterback, this list is it. The amount of bums that are outside the top 10 on this list, NFL bums, I should say, blows my mind. But Baker Mayfield.
But you said you always draft the quarterback.
You always do. You always do draft the quarterback. You have to draft the quarterback. But you are going to, I mean, you're still taking a massive risk. Trevor Lawrence is the most sure thing in the draft. He probably has a 30% chance of being a 10-year NFL starter. And that might be high. But Baker Mayfield's number one since 2000. No. Baker won. Cam too.
Just the fact that Baker played at different schools, he can't be the best of all time off of that. Now, I know Cam was at Florida, before Auburn, but like Baker wasn't good enough to own the Texas Tech job, right? I had that correct?
I can't remember how it was. I think he was going to lose out, but
he walked on at Texas Tech, lost his job to injury, and then went to Oklahoma. But I never would have thought Baker Mayfield. So Baker 1, as you said, Cam 2, Vince 3, Tebow 4, Joe Burrow 5, Deshaun Watson 6, Kyler 7. Like, I put Kyler in the Baker category. I'm like, you had an amazing season. It was a fantastic year, but no one would think of you as one of the, like, the all, no one would put you in the discussion as the GOAT, the all-time best. Kyler 7, Lamar 8, Mariota 9, RG3 10, Trevor Lawrence 11, Colt McCoy 12, Johnny Manziel 13.
What?
Kellen Moore 4.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore 14, Sam Bradford 15, and Jameis 16 with Matt Leinart 17.
Yeah, look.
Wow.
I loved the OU Baker Mayfield teams. They were phenomenal to watch. He's not the best college quarterback of the 2000s. He's not the best OU quarterback since the turn of the century. Sam Bradford had a better college career than Baker Mayfield did. Jason White, for crying out loud, you could put up there as having a better college or as good of a college career as Baker Mayfield did. Jason White was amazing when he could stay on the field. When his knees, when his ACLs weren't flying through the 30-yard line, Jason White was an amazing football player at OU. But Baker Mayfield's
Baker, I didn't realize Baker was there for 3 years. I was thinking less time, but yeah, he was there for three.
It was 3 years. And it kept, I mean, he was in college forever. It was one of the longest college careers in history I've ever seen. It was amazing. It was fun. It was fun to watch. He was a great player. But he's not better than in college, better quarterback than Tim Tebow. Or Vince Young or Cam Newton. We're talking about Cam Newton's single season. The only one that rivals it is Joe Burrow. And I don't know that you can even rival what Cam Newton did at Auburn. Cam Newton took a team that without Cam Newton probably was unranked. And he wins a title with them. Vince Young had one of the greatest seasons and arguably should have won the Heisman over Reggie Bush and had the greatest game we've ever seen. And Tim Tebow is, for my money, probably the greatest college football player I've ever watched. Now, I didn't really see Bo Jackson in college or Herschel or Barry, but, I mean, it was Tebow. It's not Baker Mayfield.
Who else is wronged on this list? I mean, would you take Manziel's college career over Baker?
No, I don't think
so. Should Manziel be behind Colt McCoy?
No.
Manziel's is too short, though.
That's the thing. He only played two seasons. Johnny only played two seasons. And you look at Colt McCoy, and then behind Johnny, you have Kellen Moore, two guys that played a long time at their own colleges. But you want to talk about the impact on the college football game, crossing over from college football to pop culture, and what Johnny Manziel did? I mean, this list is stupid.
Matt Leinart on here is robbed, isn't he?
Yeah.
37-2. From 03 to 05, he went 37-2. And again, if you talk about like the splash players, like Manziel's impact, Manziel mania up there, Matt Leinart with that USC team. Andrew Luck is number 18 on this list, by the way, with Tua already up there at 19, Phillip Rivers at 20, Carson Palmer at 21, and then you got Case Keenum 22, Jalen Hurts 23, with Russell Wilson at 24. Any other crimes on here? Too high, too low? Choppy? Vince? I mean, Vince at three?
Vince at three. I would have put probably Tebow and then Vince or Cam at two. Like that, you can't argue either one of them. Like, you can't argue against either one of them. Both of them were so great. And if you wanted to put any of those two at number one over Tebow, that's fine too. Tim was a major part of two national champions. A major part. You know, even as a freshman, when he was a kind of a role player behind Leak, he still had a really big impact. And then he won the Heisman on a bad team. He was an amazing college. He was probably the best college football player I can remember seeing. I think AJ McCarron not being on here is a bit of a depressing thought for me. For what they did at Alabama, what they asked him to do, you know, they didn't let him throw a ton. He was really, really good. in college. But
he should be in the top 25 just because of Catherine Webb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's she been, by the way, recently?
She's a mom.
This is like so much Big 12. There's so much Big 12 on this list.
Has to be. The Big 12 is, from the prolific passing standpoint, the place to go. It really is the place to go in college football.
Andy Dalton's on here at 59. Kevin Cobb, Houston, is the final one at 60. This is ESPN's top 60 ranking, the best quarterbacks since 2000, with Baker Mayfield at number one.
And if you're going to have I want to know how Andrew Luck is 18. Throughout his entire college career, everyone was pointing to this is going to be the number one pick in the draft. He could have been the number one pick in the draft. He came out a year earlier if he was allowed to. He didn't. But for Andrew Luck to be behind Trevor Lawrence, or that far behind, seven spots behind, Andrew Luck's college career was remarkable. It was one of the great college careers.
But he didn't accomplish more in college than Trevor Lawrence. You do have to. Trevor Lawrence has a title. I mean, and now Andrew Luck is an NFL projection.
Yeah.
Helped pave the way for Trevor Lawrence. People are saying Trevor Lawrence is the next Andrew Luck, but, you know, Trevor Lawrence played a superior program.
Well, he did. He did, but that's part of Andrew Luck's greatness. Stanford is, I mean, without Andrew Luck, what is Stanford? They're just an average team. Right. He made Gavin
Escobar
great.
What did they accomplish the most? I mean, they won the Orange Bowl, but it's not like they were in the national title game even as a participant. But
no,
I don't know. Matt Leinart on here at 17. Sam Bradford at 15. Is there anyone agreeing with Baker at number one? See, the problem with these lists, and this is, I just don't know how journalists, media people, how any of us sleep at night. 50% of it is nowadays is give us your opinion, and then the other 50% is like you got to set two or three minds in there. You got to set two or three traps that'll go off to get everyone to talk about it because it's a hot take. You know, it's pathetic. It's skeezy. It's slimy. It's not genuine. So I don't know. I feel like putting Baker there at number one, I don't even know if they believe this that much versus having us talk about it, because if it was Tebow 1 and Cam 2, then it's another old boring list that we all could have predicted.
Yeah, and people are saying, we can't mix up pro Baker and college Baker. And I understood. And we're not. Like, they're Vince Young should be – if there's nobody who – I mean, Matt Leinart, Vince Young, neither one of them had great college NFL careers. And they should be much, much higher than they are. Much, much higher. And Vince is at three. He should be higher. Tim Tebow had an awful NFL career. No one's confusing NFL Tebow with college Tebow. And we're not doing the same with Baker either. Baker was great in college. He was. Nobody's saying he's not. He was not. I mean, to me, I think Sam Bradford was a better OU quarterback than Baker Mayfield. And certainly Vince, Cam, Tebow, they all should be higher, I think. That's not taking away from Baker. People are saying Colt Brennan, Pat White, they're in the top 30, and they're fantastic, and they were amazing in college.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.